What?
Talk about the... You were asking a question.
Yeah, no, how... Okay, you've explained to me the intricacies of airplane mode.
Yeah.
I turn it on.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, and it just blocks out receiving phone calls.
No, it blocks out, like, electrical signals. It's like having your phone turned on without giving any data going anywhere. That way planes don't crash.
So I can't,
crash.
Like, look up news?
No. Money might be able, no, internet shouldn't work whenever you have it on airplane mode.
I just want to know, because, like, yeah, no internet connection.
Because you're in airplane mode.
Okay.
See, this is why they tell you to turn off your devices in the airplane.
It's the fucking 21st century. You're going to tell me we can't fly things without, like, interference going down?
Well, they really, I think what the big thing is they don't want the pilot getting distracted when someone's like, look what I found on Imgur. It's Kim Kardashian's ass. And, well, it's pilots
that,
get bored, man.
It's not that impressive anymore.
No, it's not.
We've just seen it a lot. But, no, like, okay. I understand why it exists. I just feel like it's kind of dumb.
Well, I mean, no.
I just, like, I feel like we're in a point technologically where that's not a problem anymore. Like, you can get satellite television in your airplane flight.
That's true, and you can make phone calls from it, too.
Yeah.
Well, it might be a charging thing to where they just want you to have a lot of money and have to pay for it and use theirs because they're like, you know, we've got you in the fucking air, man. The least you can do is put the phone down and...
But shouldn't that be included in your ticket price? Like, that would be like, okay, well, like, for an extra $60, you get all the data you want or something like that, or like, whatever. But for 4 hours...
Like, why wouldn't they make a plane a hotspot?
Yeah. I know, like, modern planes are, right? But there's planes...
Virgin flights, you
know. Yeah, but there's still planes in the air that are, like, 70, 80, or, like, you know, made in the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess those are the ones that go down?
Those are, Air Malaysia?
Well, no, that was taken out by... that was a little soon. Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, guys.
Wait, are we recording all this?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was just us, like, testing.
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going, man. We're here. We're here.
So
we have
like
no
a
idea.
Fucking idiot because I don't know what
airplane mode is. I love it. I have no idea what the fuck we're doing. I don't know the show, but this is going to be fun, Danny.
Yeah, no, wait, we have no clue. We're just kind of recording just to record.
Yeah.
We have nothing better to do today.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't that how most great ideas start?
I'd imagine so.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's why the, you know... The U.S. started.
Yeah, the U.S. started because nobody had anything better
They're
to
do. They're just like, you know We're who like, sucks, dude? Those fucking redcoats. Let's fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who I mean, it's like the 18th century. Who needs red coats?
Right? Yeah. Like, who are we? We're not a bunch of fucking pansies. We went across the sea.
America.
America. One of those good things.
We're living the dream, man.
We are.
This is what it is. We are the culmination of what our forefathers wanted.
You're from Mexico, man.
No, I'm not.
Your forefathers are.
My father is. That's not really, I don't. The four before him were from
Aztecia.
Aztecia?
Yeah, they were
is
Aztecs,
that a nation?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, the nation of Aztecs.
When's the last time you met a Mesopotamian?
You know, Babylonian.
Yeah, where are you from? Babylon.
Yeah.
You know, the fabled city. Hanging gardens. I know my seven wonders.
I was about to say, I'm pretty impressed.
Of the ancient world. I don't know the modern world ones.
Well, I think it's like...
It's the
Vegas.
The pyramids, right?
I think it's the strip club in Vegas.
The Crazy Horse too.
Yeah. And there's also the Waffle House off of Ponce.
Right.
Yeah.
That thing's a marvel.
It is.
Yeah.
The giant chicken.
The giant chicken?
Yeah.
There's a giant chicken?
Yeah, the big chicken. No, up in Atlanta. I've never been by it, but it's a landmark, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, landmarks, man.
Yeah, learn them.
Yeah, you need to keep up with this.
I keep hitting the table and freaking out.
Don't freak out.
freak out. Stop freaking out, man!
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Like, trust me, this is not a seventh wonder of the world, all right? This show is... This is barely a wonder of the table. Yeah. Did you just take a picture?
No. My phone makes the clicking sound when you turn it off because I don't have it on silent. Because I was like, it's
probably,
on airplane mode.
You should
mode.
Probably put it on airplane mode.
It's on airplane mode now. Yeah. So I can fly a plane. I guess I am a little soon for 9/11 jokes. September's not for another couple months.
No, it's a month.
It's not August yet.
It's technically August.
It's the 29th. We have a couple more days.
No, we don't. Well, I guess technically we do. All right, Dan, how long has it been since you've done a podcast, man?
Since I've recorded a show?
Yeah.
It's been almost a year.
Really?
Not true. It's been like 7 months.
Oh, that's right, because you picked back up Shot, Shot, and Score.
We kind of started doing episodes again,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of fell
apart.
It was
just you and Steve?
It was me and Andrew and Steve for a little bit, and then Andrew kind of...
dropped out.
Yeah, he stopped, and then me and Steve were doing it, and then
nothing. I was doing nothing. I like
a whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of
drinking nothing. And nothing.
Right. Well, I was being like the most uncreative I've ever been. Yeah. And you came to me with the movie idea, and now I've been like the most creative I've ever been.
Good. Good.
But like in a long time. Mm-hmm. But I also like. Do you listen to Patton Oswalt, the comedian?
I mean, does he have a podcast? Like, I don't listen
to him. Tons of people's podcasts, yeah. And he has like tons of great stand-up, but he discusses it a lot in his stand-up where he talks about like he's gotten to a point in his life where he's very, very happy. Like, mm-hmm. he's got a wife that he loves, and he's built this like sort of comedic following behind him now, where he's now like a sort of front runner in like the indie comedy scene. And,
yeah.
And all the stuff, and he's like, yeah, and I'm insanely happy. I've got a little girl who I love. Like, he's like, He's a very happy person. He finds it that it's harder to write comedy as he's like happier, because mm-hmm. you just don't have anything to talk about because you're happy.
Yeah.
And it's like that's sort of what was going on with me. I was the most uncreative because I was happy until about a year ago, and then now I'm like very unhappy, yeah. And it's allowed you to be like
suffering really... makes art, man.
Suffering. Yeah. No. It allows you to be like way more creative.
Yeah.
And it's weird that how that works like that, because some people are very creative just naturally all the time. They're happy and they're creative.
Like me, because I'm so happy all the time.
Yeah. But like, no, I really do need some like intense emotion before I can be like, I need to get this out.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't ever happen with anything positive. Like, the best thing in the world could happen to me and I'll be like, yeah, okay, I'm going to go relax now. But it's like, I'm bummed and I'm just like, I should write shit down or
yeah.
read a book or something. You know, like, you just try to like latch on to something. So I'm actually really happy that we're doing this.
Me too.
How long has it been since you recorded? Because you were doing dick pics for a long
time. Yeah. It's been about a year for me too. Like, it's one of those things, like, as soon as we sat down, I'm like, holy shit, that's a microphone. I haven't done this in a long time. I did, me and this chick, we did a few, like, recordings, like guitar singing and shit.
Yeah. Did you put them up?
Yeah, like on SoundCloud, which, you know. Is not, I mean, like, as big as it sounds, it's still not that big, like SoundCloud.
SoundCloud's huge for independent music.
Yeah, not and for like, this is not like what we're doing. We're doing really cheesy covers of Britney Spears and shit, you know?
That's awful.
I know. It's my life. Thanks. But, like, that's the last time I've been from, like...
fire!
And it's, I miss doing this.
Like, just sitting and talking?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I've been trying to talk people into it, and everyone else is like, no, I can't do a podcast. You gotta be famous. And bullshit.
I like that everyone thinks, like, that podcasts should be about things.
Yeah.
And I really like that this show isn't. Like, well, this isn't even a show
yet. I just want to slap you in the face, because I want you to think back 2 years ago when we started Shot Shot.
No, and I was like, we need a focus.
Yeah, we can't just talk about random shit. Yeah. And I'm like, we can't.
Well, okay. The thing is, like, okay, like, even... I don't know. It wasn't random shit, because I really enjoyed what you and Kyle were doing on Dick Pics.
That was a fun show. I wish you could have been on it, man.
I was on a few episodes, but like it was always when Kyle wasn't there. I wanted to be with you and Kyle, because you guys had a great dynamic. It was really, really cool. But like...
it was just a weird chemistry. I never knew me and that man had, dude.
It was really, really awesome. Like, it worked out very, very well. But like, I was like, oh, you can do this. It's a less focused show. You guys aren't like... fucking freeballing it like we're doing right now. We're just kind of like, oh, we have nothing to talk about.
I just
about.
Want you to know the fear when we started this
is
finally subsiding a little bit, because I'm like, I don't know what we're doing. Let's go. Yeah. So we're fucking, I think we're there. If anyone still listens.
No, right now we're jerking each other off right now. So this like mental hand job right now is like pretty awesome.
Loving
it. Then pretty soon the physical ones will start.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the peanut butter will come out and my dog will get involved. It'll be awesome. Anyway, what you and Kyle were doing, I really enjoyed, because it was like, oh, you don't really need that much structure.
Yeah.
You know, you can be very loose with it. You guys had a very basic concept. It was just read the news, react.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. I thought it was really, really cool. And this is just that to an even further extent, like extreme for me at least.
Because this can be even more random, just subjects. Yeah, we haven't even gotten into that
yet. Yeah, we haven't even started talking about anything. This is just about like, what are we doing? And so I'm actually really interested to see how it's going to go.
Dude, let's get even more just into our own lives.
Just vague as fuck.
Yeah, like I know, like it's like anyone that would listen to it would be like, who the fuck is Kyle? You remember the other night we had like the little party, you were playing Gloom, which was a very dark, depressing game for someone to come into completely sober.
Yes.
But
it wasn't really a party, I was having a game night with a few friends. Yeah.
You just randomly started throwing out, you would look at someone and go, quick, first person to say 1970s hair metal band. You're like, what?
Yeah.
And they would name it. You should do something like that, man. You should just give a random fucking thing. And the first thing that pops in my head, I'll say it.
You want me to just think of something?
Yeah, like give me a time period or something like you did that other night.
Time period?
Actually, before you do that, give me a beer.
Okay. What kind do you want?
Misdemeanor Jailhouse Brewing. Misdemeanor L, please.
Little, tiny, different.
There you go. Use the can opener?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, let's meet.
Well, I don't want it to be like, ooh. I like it. Stop slamming things on the table.
That was my bad. I didn't think about that before. Hold on.
If it picks up the crisps, I'm going to be really, really impressed with this microphone. Holy shit, it picks it up. It's coming through clear on the headphones. Like, if that comes through on a playback, that's going to be awesome.
All right, good. That's our show.
It's just a giant.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah. No, because I listened to this other podcast by one of my favorite people, mm-hmm. and he does his own personal show with just him and three friends. And they each come to the table with a topic, and the other people don't know anything about that topic, and they just sit and talk about it for an hour and a half.
They prepared better than us.
Slightly. Yeah. I mean, but this is also our first go around, mm-hmm. you know. But I'm not just going to give you, a time period, talk about the time period. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, I'll ask you, a personal question and see
where it goes. Let's do that. You ask me a personal question, I'll ask you a personal question.
Okay, so it's, 20 questions?
Yeah, let's do 20 questions. Just this episode. We'll be better prepared next time.
We'll figure it out
next time. Let's get used to being in front of the, the phallic mic.
Okay. A little backstory on this question.
Okay.
Just because we have to.
Yeah, we should probably start broadening ourselves and realizing people may not know us that well.
Yeah, I'm Danny.
Oh, yeah, Richard here.
Okay, so 2 days ago,
uh-huh.
three now. I moved into your house.
Okay.
Again.
Ooh,
this is about again.
A deep question.
This is again. Yeah. We lived together briefly a while back.
Yeah.
A couple years back.
Yeah.
Actually, 5 years back. Yeah.
It's like...
Is it 4 or 5?
It was...
I was still in college.
My mother had a stroke when I was 24. You moved in. I'm 28, so it was 4 years back.
Okay, yeah. But for less than a year, because just shit happened. And then... And it wasn't we were
allergic to pizza sauce.
It wasn't like we hated each other or anything like that. It was more just like, oh no,
money.
Money.
Or just it was money.
Anyway, so I moved out.
That is crisp. I like that.
And we haven't lived together since. Mm-hmm. And you've had a string of roommates since then.
Yes, quite a string.
Okay, you don't have to name them.
No, I'm gonna name them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead. What's
list
your question?
Them from best to worst.
The best.
Including me, both times.
Oh, this is actually going to suck, man. All right. There's only been some couple of really bad ones.
Okay.
You're the best one.
All right.
Because you're on my podcast.
Which one? The first or second?
So far, you've been here for 3 days this time, mm-hmm. but I've just not stopped drinking and having fun, so that may wear thin soon. I don't know.
Right.
The second best was probably John. John was my first gay roommate.
John was a great dude.
Yeah, John was the biggest bear you ever met in your life. This is a gay man who worked at my stepmother's cheerleading gym. I don't know why the fuck he knew cheerleading, because the most he could do was tumble if he had too much to drink and he just rolled like a ball. But he was so fucking gay, and he would take us to gay bars, and I loved it, because he was... as big as me, if not bigger. The dude,
he
was
taller
intimidating.
Than you.
Yeah,
he was taller than you, and he looked more muscular than you.
Yeah,
but he was big all around.
He was really dumb too.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he was illiterate. But
yeah.
He was a really good guy. He kept all of his filth in his room. It was never dirty out here. And
that makes it sound like you're calling gay his filth.
Yeah. No, I love the gay.
He kept his dirty, unbiblical perversion.
No, he did. I did get
him unholiness.
I got offended by him, dude, because he fucked a lot.
Yeah.
And did you ever come, not come, did you ever come over, when he had one of the hot guys over?
No, I never met
this
him.
This one dude came over, his pants, he was a twink, man.
Yeah.
His pants had no buttons on it. It was just jeans, but it was just undone and just barely staying up with a belt that was barely pulled. And he had a shirt unbuttoned to his navel, and he's just got baby oil all over him. And I'm like, I'd fuck him too, man. This dude's hot.
That is hot. That's real hot.
And it was so weird, because I'm like, this is Hampton, dude. You can't just walk around covered in baby oil. But he did. He fucking owned up to it, and fun guy. Until he moved out, and I had to clean the room for my next roommate, and there was fucking condoms everywhere. I fucking had a pitchfork.
Used condoms?
Yeah. It was horrible, man. This one after that would probably be Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron and me, I think we had more fights living with her. That's because... she's a complete crazy. She was filthy. Fuck that. She's very filthy. She doesn't like cleaning. I can't stand that shit. You know me. I'm a little bit of a neat freak. I'm gay about it.
Yeah.
After that goes Adrian.
Adrian was the other gay roommate.
The other gay roommate, and also a cheerleading coach. Mm-hmm. My only issue with him is he had two fucking dogs, and they sucked.
Yeah.
One pissed on my face in the morning once. Not even fucking joking. All you hear is me go, and you hear a dog go, as I throw the motherfucker across the room, this little fucking Yorkie. It's so mad. It's not a way you want to wake up. And then the least favorite would be Seth and Marky. They're cunts. Because it was supposed to be just the chick moving in. And then she's like, well, my boyfriend's going to move in. He has to live here. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I'm realizing they're just still only paying half the rent. And I'm like, y'all are taking over more of my house than me.
Yeah.
They also stiffed me on a lot of money when they left. Like, they didn't pay for utility bills. They took some of my furniture. Mm-hmm. And they did this because I had a broken foot. It couldn't fucking get up to get it.
Right. This is during your ordeal.
Yeah, the ordeal.
The saga, ordeal. Which will come out eventually.
Yeah, it will. There's no doubt.
We should unravel it periodically through episodes.
The ordeal?
Yeah.
We'll just, stay tuned to episode 20.
Yeah. Probably, if you're listening to this episode, you're probably already friends with this.
Yeah.
And this is you already know most of this. But, I didn't know.
Podcasting exists because.
This one has to be me beforehand then.
No, I didn't put you in there. You'd been up front too, man. You had been above Aaron the first time.
I'm one and two. Or I'm one and four.
Three. You're one and three.
One and three.
Okay. It'd be you, John, you.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Fair enough.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Allison was supposed to be a roommate, and she's probably the least favorite because she canceled 2 weeks before she was supposed to move in.
Okay.
She's a bitch.
So I'm the substitute.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're a substitute.
All right.
It's pretty good, though.
It sounds
a nice room. It looks good.
I set it up much smarter than I did last time.
Yeah, no kidding. It has a fan this time, too.
Yeah. It feels actually pretty good in there. It's starting to smell like my dog, but other than that.
That's all right. It's a good smelling dog.
Yeah.
All right, so I got to get a question for you, right?
You got to get me, yeah. You can't take up time. No dead air.
I know, man. That's horrible. What's your favorite sexual position?
Doggy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
want me to elaborate?
Yeah, please. They're listening. This is an audio template, dude.
Okay, well, this is going to be way super revealing.
Yeah, I know. I'm just hoping, any girl you date for the rest of your life will listen to this before they go out with you, so...
I am unapologetically an ass man. I could give a shit about tits. They could cave inward. Your chest could be inward, and I wouldn't care. I don't care about boobs. Mm-hmm. I'm not, super into them. I mean, if a chick has a good rack, don't get me wrong, I'll appreciate a good rack.
Yeah, who doesn't like
a good rack? Yeah, but, I'm not, No, she's got to have, the whole thing for me. I'm not a boobs and butt combo. I'm not a curved dude. I am all about the ass.
Okay.
I could care less about anything else. The only other thing I really give a shit about, which plays into the doggy thing, is hair. I love hair. I'm a huge fan of hair. And
I thought John Travolta was a little pretentious in the movie, but
that's Hairspray.
Okay.
Long short, anything
wrong with that. That's one of the first things I've seen.
Right. So The ass thing plays into a lot with the doggy, because all you get is basically I get to stare at my favorite thing while it's on my personal favorite thing on my body. And you're just this is the best! I'm like a kid in a candy store. And some guys, okay, this is going to be, super revealing. Some dudes are into the whole, take it rough from behind thing,
Yeah, you're not into the
hard. I'm not into rough sex at all. It doesn't do it for me. I'll do it.
Broken and bloody, man. That's how I need to be after a sex.
No, I'm not. I'll do it for the girl if she likes it, I'm into pleasing, but I'm not
You want me to choke you? Can you put it in writing,
yeah,
please?
No, that shit freaks me out, right? Yeah. So I'm I don't know. It's weird. I don't want to, cause harm to someone while I'm,
It's called pleasure, bitch.
Well, the thing is, they're doing the thing that makes me feel the best, mm-hmm. and I'm happy. I don't want to be yeah, cunt,
And really uncreative at that time, too.
I don't want to be, a fucking asshole about it while the best thing in the world is happening to my dick. So I'm, it's very weird. Anyway, so... Doggy is the only way where, I have to say this. It's slightly revealing about, most of the women I've dated.
Well, this is why I asked this question. Yeah.
Most of the chicks I've, kind of dated, at least over the past, year and a half, it have been, if you're taking it from the back, do it rough.
No.
And, I'm all right, I guess I'm going to do this. Yeah. And the kind of go-to maneuver when you're doing it rough and behind is the hair pull, right?
Yeah.
Which is, again, I get to do the coolest. I get to play with hair, and I love hair. So I'm
just the way you say it, man.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, yeah. And he's like, Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a gentle tug. It's not a like, yeah. I've been with a few that are like, no, fucking, you know, hardcore in the hair thing, and I'm just like, I don't know about this.
You've never tried to pick him up by the hair? I'm not caveman, Danny.
I'm not judging a dog competition. No, it's like...
That mentality where I'm just like reaching under their stomach.
Best in show.
Yeah, this is good. Let me see the gums. All of a sudden your hand's just in her vagina spraying it going, yep, that's good lips.
This got crude quick.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I'm not like a fucking dude that is into that shit. So like the best I'll do is like I'll pull the hair every now and then. I'll give her like a spanking or something. But like for the most part, it's just like I get to stare at the greatest piece of man meat in the history of the world.
Well, mine's the greatest man meat in the world.
I mean, like, human physiology. Gotcha. Like,
get the right phraseology, man. Like, if you say phraseology, legend, phraseology.
Even college.
Yeah. It's a clean state.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, it's just this, like, it's a fucking weird thing. I love the ass. So, therefore, the doggy is the greatest sexual position in the history of the world to me.
All
right. It's awesome. Like, it's just the best.
You like how I buried the lead that one, right?
He's yeah,
just like, yeah, tell me about sex, Nick. What you got?
Because
if only one person listens to it, I know who will, so.
Who's that?
I think any girl that you date, like the girl you're dating right now.
She'll probably give it a whirl.
Yeah.
She'll be like,
you're talking
oh,
about
great.
The podcast or your dick?
Hey!
<Chick-a-doon>.
That's pretty good. That was a solid joke.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, yours. Let's hear it.
My favorite sexual position?
Yes.
The one where the girl really hates herself.
The Ziggy.
Yeah, the Ziggy. The Ziggy. You know, the one where you put your balls in her mouth and lay the dick over the nose so she looks like the cartoon character Ziggy.
Yeah.
No, mine would be any head position. Just, you know,
any head position.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just really like head. Like, fuck going doggy. Fuck, you know. Like, I guess I'm more, what's it called when the girl's on top? Isn't there a fancy word for that? Girl on top. I like that
like
better.
Cowgirl?
Yeah, that's what it's called, cowgirl. Because right. Reverse cowgirl is when they turn around backwards. I don't like that because then I'm just looking at someone's back. And I've never met a guy that goes, you know what I'm really into, dude? Backs.
Some dudes are into like the dimples in the back. That's really it. Yeah.
No. I'd just be so bored. I'm like, there's no tits. No tits. There's no ass. So, yeah. No tits.
Do you use that voice when you're in bed with women? Excuse me.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah. Tits? I do ask really dumb questions in bed.
Do you?
Yeah, because like, well, you know, I don't know if you know this, you should. A lot of girls, they like you talking dirty to them or being really forceful with them. And sometimes, like, I'm good with doing that physically. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want rough, I love rough. Fucking hurt me, I'll hurt you, we're fine. But when they want to say me to say something, like, yeah, be really demanding, I fucking can't do it, man. Like, one time I told a girl, like, take your panties off. And she's like, oh, that's so hot. And I'm like, ew. That's all I got, man. I can't say it. It's like, I don't want you to be like, take this cock, woman. That'd be all I could get out. There would be nothing that would be able to happen.
We're children.
Yeah. We're not children, Danny. We're men. Manly men.
Manly men who do manly things.
Yes.
We haven't done anything manly in years.
No.
Oh, man.
We went shopping together today.
No, you went shopping. I went with you.
That's true.
Yeah.
At least it was at Best Buy. That's
I guess that is shopping together, but I didn't like buy anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought a pack of Skittles.
Yeah, it's a pretty good investment.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting a return on it.
Yeah.
You're happy.
I am.
You made a podcast because of it.
Uh-huh.
Skittles. It's a podcast. Hear the rainbow.
We're going to get fucking sued. That's going to be terrible.
That is. They don't have Hear the Rainbow, Danny.
Yeah.
All right, so... Questions, right?
Go.
Still on questions.
Yes. Fire.
Explain to me.
Oh, God.
No, this is an easy one. This is an easy one.
All right.
In depth.
In depth.
Why you dislike Nirvana so much, man? Like, I get it. You don't like them. That's fine.
This is a hell of a changeover. You went from talking about asses, hair, and tits.
Well, this really bothers me because you like, never answer. You're just Nirvana. Like, fuck them. They're better bands. But I'm like, still... I don't hate
them. There are better bands.
Yeah, that's fine. But there's better bands than any band, just about.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's all, like, subjective. Yeah, so it's like, it's whoever you're talking
subjective
to.
Subjective is a better word than perspective, but thank you.
Yeah, well, like, no, for me, Nirvana is, like, the quintessential, like, what's wrong with me. And I don't like that.
What do you mean?
The whole, like, life is terrible, even though all these great things happen to me. Like... I hate that. Like, everything they sing about is, like, depressing and sad and, like, whatever. And that's cool.
Oh, is that why you hate Smashing Pumpkins, too?
No, I don't like Smashing Pumpkins because musically, like, I hate his voice. I think as a
his
band,
his voice is weird.
As a band, they're great. Yeah. You know, like they're all talented, super well, like accomplished musicians. Mm-hmm. It's just listening to that guy speak bothers the shit out of me. I hate hearing him talk. I hate hearing him sing everything. I don't like it. His
poetry.
Lyrical content is
yeah.
fine.
I
don't
read
mind.
His poetry.
Much like Kurt Cobain's lyrical content is fine. It's like it's just not for me. You know, I don't like his like little and like his bullshit. Like I hate the world. And like,
well, he did kill himself.
Yeah, good. I'm glad he's dead. No. I'm very happy that band doesn't exist anymore. I do hate that everybody's like, oh, it's such a waste of young talent and stuff like that. Like, when his daughter responded to the thing on Twitter.
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when his father responded to thing.
Give more to that. Lana Del Rey, the popular musician now, just started saying how lucky it was that Kurt Cobain killed himself and she
right.
should join him.
And Kurt Cobain's kid responded with, like, I lost my father, all this stuff. Like, that's very sad for Kurt Cobain's
it's
kid.
But that's a personal issue. Like,
yeah.
That's not a... Lana Del Rey is a dumb bitch. Like, man, I wish I would kill myself. That would be awesome for the music. Fuck you, do it.
No, it's dumb. But fuck you, do it.
Really? Well, I mean, I listened to some
talk
music.
Talk her down, man.
Just
you was the man from that list, my friend.
Just do it, man.
No,
shit but, or get off the pot.
Yeah, I hate the way they sound. Like, as a band, they bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's a terrible guitar player.
But you like Foo Fighters.
I like parts of the Foo Fighters. I don't like the Foo Fighters. I'm not like...
You did.
I like songs. I think they release good singles
mm-hmm.
When I do hear them. I've never sat down and listened to an entire Foo Fighters album in, like, 10 years.
I don't
years.
Do much of albums, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love listening to a record. Like, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And, like, like, I've listened to Foo Fighters albums, but it's been, like, 10 years since I've sat down and listened to one from beginning to end.
Yeah.
It's usually like, oh, I'm out of CDs and I forgot my iPod or something, so I have to listen to the radio, and then a Foo Fighters song's come on, and I'm just like, oh, I guess I like this Foo Fighters song. Yeah. What
fucking radio station are you listening to that plays Foo Fighters?
Well, there's, like, alternative music
yeah,
stations.
Yeah, not in the one anymore.
It's 105.7. That's about
ooh,
it. Yeah.
I should go put that in my new truck.
You did get a new truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is okay. This is pretty funny. Here's my question because
okay.
we have a mutual friend. He used to be on our podcast together, and then
Andrew.
Yes,
yeah.
Andrew. Andrew came down on you pretty hard about getting a truck.
Yeah, he told my dick.
I think that's the part that hit you hard. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I know it makes my dick look smaller that I got a big truck.
Yeah, but like, is it? Does it bother you at all?
No.
Okay.
Dude, like, look.
So you could care less about, like, the environment or
yeah.
anything
like
that.
Well, I mean, that's the one reason I got the Toyota, because it's a little better for the environment. But, you know, fuck the environment, Danny.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have, like, a V10.
It's a V8.
Okay.
You know, don't oversell it. It's a Tundra.
Yeah. It's large.
It's a
battle-ready
really
tank.
Big. But, like, I didn't get, like, I'm a fucking geek, man. Like, I work retail. Like, I don't do physical work. I'm a big guy. But, like, I do physical work, but I don't, like, I'm not going to fucking haul shit. I like the truck because it's big, because it's new, because it's kind of luxury. Mm-hmm. And, like, well, after having my last truck.
That's true. You didn't buy, like, a fucking off-road truck. You
yeah.
bought, like, a.
It's a two-wheel
drive. It's basically an SUV with a bed.
Yeah.
And, like,
which occasionally I do use that. Like, having a truck bed is great
yeah.
just in life. But I couldn't. I don't want an SUV. I don't have kids. What are you looking at?
There's like beeps going on in my headphones. I don't really know what it is,
oh,
but
no.
We just ruined this.
Yeah, it's okay. I have, like, I don't have kids. I don't want an SUV. I don't want a minivan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a car because after having my last truck, I'll never have a car again.
Yeah. You just need something larger.
Yeah. So I like the stepping into a truck. That way, if I ever, you know, fall asleep at the wheel or something happens, I'll kill everyone else and be okay. It's a pretty good idea.
Okay. But so it doesn't get to you that, like, you know, the people, like, look at you in a different way because you drive a truck.
No.
Because I know, like, where we are here...
We're in Hampton,
no, that's what
Georgia.
I'm saying. Like,
they look at me like I'm one of their brothers.
Yeah, we're on the south side.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you would have did that shit in, like, the north side or even, like...
No, it's still
city.
Georgia, dude. It's still Georgia. They accept it. They accept people in cowboy hats.
I don't know. There's a lot more shit-talking than I think you even give them credit for. Like,
really?
Especially in the city. In the city, people are like, this fucking asshole is coming to Atlanta in a gigantic truck. You're a dick.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't... Well, no, you weren't. I did a wedding recently.
Yes.
I actually made someone else drive me because I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm driving that big-ass truck through Atlanta. And, like, because I knew the place was going to be all these back roads to get to it because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't, like, off the beaten path, you know?
Right.
And, fuck... Could you imagine going in that truck through some of those tiny streets in Atlanta?
It'd be a fucking truck.
Yeah. So I'm just like, it terrified me. It's just that thought. Because, like, man, even when I have to back up or put anything there, I get really nervous. And I'll park about half a mile back so I know I can back out of the shit when we leave.
Yeah.
You want to try my beer pour? You want to do it?
Huh? Your beer pour?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, I'm opening up the new Jailhouse Slammer Wheat with a delicious summer taste.
Yes. We're not sponsored, by the way. Danny, you fucking suck. There's fucking beer on everything.
I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
I'm wasting a good beer.
All right, let's listen. Oh, that's sexy. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hit the mic.
So sexual styles being here.
Yeah.
I'm a little smoother than you is what I'm hearing. Okay. So I like my new truck, man. It's pretty good. Like Andrew, I understand why he would talk shit about me.
Right.
But it's still fun.
He didn't really talk shit about you. It was more about like what you're doing to the environment.
Oh, is that what he's talking about with it?
Yeah, he was like, you know, with everything we know.
Sold my dick. The thing is,
heard one thing and shut off.
I was like, oh, you made a dick joke.
Because you were like really proud of the truck. You were like, yeah, I just got this new truck, man. Check it out. And he's just like, oh, yeah. You heard the tone. And you were just like, don't care what he's saying.
Yep.
Fucking checked out. I saw it in your face.
He has this uncanny ability. Like, every time I talk to him, he's like, well, you know, Earth's going to be out of water in 50 years. And, like, I think he does it to see if I'm going to have a reaction. I'm always like, well, thank God there's enough bullets. Like, I'm not worried about it. Like, if that shit gets bad, like, I don't care. Yeah. I'm going to check the fuck out. I'll be done. No, it's not going to deal with it. Right. So, like, anytime they talk about natural disasters, zombie apocalypse, anything like that, I'm like, psh, you know what's easy? Eating a bullet? I don't have to worry about the struggle. The struggle isn't real. I'm out. Bye. Good to see you.
You just check out.
Vaya con Dios or something. What is it in Mexican?
It's arroz y pollo. It means rice and beans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Queso.
Actually, that was rice and chicken what I said. That's a terrible.
World's worst Mexican.
I know. You're the world's worst Mexican. Oh, God. Okay, man. That was my question. Go.
All right, your question.
That was slightly more just for me. That has nothing to do with listeners.
Yeah, no, wow, this whole fucking show has nothing to do with listeners.
All right.
Sorry, listeners.
Oh,
I want to get something bad, man. I want to get something bad. I want to get you, like, on the ropes.
You going to get me in trouble?
No, not in trouble. What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Embarrassing?
Yeah, as you hand me another beer.
What kind do you want?
Surprise me.
Okay.
Another misdemeanor, L, from Jailhouse Brewing.
Most embarrassing thing, like, of my entire life or, like, my adult life?
Do one of each.
One of each. Okay, when I was a kid, I was like in middle school. I was in sixth grade. It was a pretty rainy day in California at the time, which seldomly happens. You know, it rains there, but not like a lot in Southern California, which is where I grew up. So like, I'm at middle school, and it's the early morning, so there's still like that wetness in the grass. But there's a lot of kids. Like there's, you know, schools in California are like very overcrowded.
Yeah.
There's tons of kids.
Because they really care about learning there.
Right. Tons of kids. And there's, like, these huge, like, sort of, like, PE kind of area. Mm-hmm. And it's got, like, 3 soccer fields and a football field. Like, it's a very big thing because schools in California are just bigger. So every soccer field's kind of full of people. And, like, me and my friends, at the time, I wasn't as fat as I am now.
Excuse me, skinny bitch.
But, like, we were playing football. Like, at the time, I was actually playing football, right? Uh-huh. And we were playing, and it was one of the few times I've ever broken a bone. But like, yeah, we're playing football, and at the time, skateboarding was really big. Yeah,
I remember those
this.
Times.
Yeah. So people would wear their shoes real loose. I don't know if you remember, like, people would wear like socks, like stuff them into the shoes, kind of make the tongues poof out. It was a very weird style.
It's weird because you wouldn't think that'd be an easy way to skateboard.
Right.
Airwalks.
Yeah. No, it was a very fucking weird style. And like, we were doing it, all the kids were doing it. We were playing football in it. So like, my shoes.
And if they jumped
like
off a bridge, would you jump too?
I probably would have. I was an idiot. I still am.
I was about to say, what do you mean was?
But like, I was like running. I had the ball. And I was running, and like my shoe kind of slipped off, but not all the way. It just kind of hung off, you know.
Oh shit!
And I my leg kind of went out from under me because I tripped on my own shoe, and 3 of my toes, my middle 3 toes, bent one way, and the other 2 bent the other way. So, like, I broke the three center toes of my foot.
Mm.
And I let out the gurgliest shrill I've ever let out in my entire life. And I pissed myself.
It was raining, though.
Huh? It was raining. Yeah. So I played it off. Like, I fell in the foot. And I was like, ah! And they're like, oh, Danny smells like piss. But, like, yeah, I pissed myself. And then they took me to the nurse. And the nurse was like, well, we got to get you to the hospital because you broke your bones. You know, mm-hmm. your bones are actually broken. Like, it was one of the few times I've ever broken bones. And, like,
must be nice.
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, you have, like, a very small fracture and three bones, like, all the way across. Mm-hmm. Basically, they all broke in the same spot, just all across three bones. But I pissed myself. That was the most embarrassing thing I've ever had in, like, my child life.
You know what's funny about
in my adult life, it happened this year.
I actually want to see what, what's it called? Like, the reaction to that story. Because, like, I'm so quiet during it because I've never heard it before. And I'm just like, I don't know if anyone else is going to find this funny. But watching you build up to it was brilliant, man. This year, was I involved?
Yes, you were actually, you're the reason I was so embarrassed.
Does it have to do with a guitar?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's my 26th birthday, and I have like a birthday tradition of I drink as many drinks as I am old. So I'm well into the evening. It's about...
If you went with what he drank, he was 40 this year.
Yeah, I drank a lot this year. This year was bad. No, at the... I don't know how the fuck it happened, but it was about 11:20. It was about to be not my birthday anymore, mm-hmm. you know. We had it was a kind of a crazy build up to this day because I was kind of juggling like two or three women at the same time.
It wasn't juggling, dude. You make it sound bad. You were single. You were just dating a lot.
I was dating a lot, and I was dating. I had gone on 3 dates in the same week.
Yeah.
And in one...
So it happens when you're as beautiful as you.
Right. In one, it didn't really work out because of just, like, the logistics of it. Like, I lived way too far away from this girl to, like, keep seeing her.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, we kind of had gotten right back into contact right before my birthday party. Yeah. Right?
And I love this story.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to your birthday because I have to work. Yeah. And, it ended up, like, she could come, right? So I had to, like, tell everybody else. I was like, yeah, don't bother coming. It's not, like, I don't think people are going to show.
So you just tried to nail all the other women out?
Yeah, like, hey, yeah. I was like, no, we're good. This chick is coming, and we've been talking.
That's what I wanted, was all the women to show up at once. So right. I could have just sat there going, yes.
Well, me and this girl were talking, and we were hitting it off, and I was kind of like, I think on my birthday, I'm going to at least, at the very least, make out with this chick. Like, yeah. At the very least, I'll make out with her. So I was like, awesome, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is weird when you're 26. Like, you don't want to make out. You want to hook up.
Yeah.
But, like...
the older I get, the more I turn into a teenager. I'm like, oh, just... No, just touch it. Just touch it.
Right. Just the tip?
Just
no.
Come on.
No, so, yeah. Anyway, this girl shows up, and we're all fucked up.
Oh, like, yeah.
All of my friends are fucked up.
I just got there, and I was fucked up.
And, you guys have the endearing term, which I guess you guys all kind of learned from me. I think I said it one day. And it's kind of, like, picked up, especially you. You've started saying it a lot, the dash for gash.
Yeah, mad dash for gash. Yeah, that's all you, buddy. You gave that one. We love it.
I said it once, and it caught on.
Yeah. It's a great term.
Yeah. And, like,
it sums up the end of an evening perfectly.
Right. It was the mad dash for gash. So, I'm like...
That's what we should name the podcast.
Right. So...
Podcast.
Oh, God. If this chick listens to this episode, I'm fucking dead. which we haven't talked in months, so this would be good.
I'll send it to her.
Anyway, everyone sees it. Everyone sees me zeroing in on this broad. They're like, Danny is disappearing for the next...
Seventh wonder of the world, my friend. This was visible from space. Yeah. Space station guys are looking down going...
That guy's on the troll pit.
Yeah.
So I do... Like, I somehow succeed in, like, yeah, let's have a few shots and, like, drink. It's still not
that
11...
That chick threw down, too, man. Yeah. Like, she fucking just started pounding them.
Right, and it was like... 11:40 or something. I was like, I've got to get her back to my room before midnight because I want to have, like, birthday sex.
Now, I would like to say this is your party. This is the party's still fucking bumping at this time. Yeah, everyone's there.
It's a pretty, like, raging party.
There's, like, 25 people still there just fucking partying. Yeah, one person's passed out.
It wasn't a huge party, but, like, everyone who's there was going really hard.
Yeah.
No one
was amazing.
Yeah, no one there was not fucked up. And we were all just... It was way out of control. But, like... I somehow convinced this girl to, like, yeah, let's go back to my room. We can, like, relax. 'Cause she's like, oh, I'm tired, which was pretty much she was giving
tired me. Tired means like, what the fuck? Yeah, yeah, I know what tired means.
She was giving me the signal. So I was like, yeah, let's go back. And we do it. We hook up, right? And I
mean, oh, yeah. No, I'm aware.
Yeah, we have fucking drunken sex. I mean, like, out of control drunken sex. Like, shit you wouldn't do with someone unless you're with them for a year.
Yeah.
And we're like, wasted. And just going at it. Rough.
Uh-huh. And then pauses for a second, because yes, you're in the bedroom. I'm on the outside. I know what's happening yes now. It takes us about 10, 15 minutes before we realize, where the fuck's the birthday boy? This is something that really pissed us off. And we just started getting more belligerent, more drunk,
yeah,
and very angry. And I have a brilliant idea. Don't know why it happened, but I had a brilliant idea.
Okay, so we're gonna Tarantino the story.
Go for it.
We have to stop in the middle of this party story to tell another story. When I first moved bad in sound here effect 4 years ago, which we discussed earlier.
Uh-huh.
You somehow, I don't know why, I think it was because you heard me having sex through the wall.
Yeah.
Like, you were like, I'm going to embarrass Danny now. But I was with a girl for a while, so it wasn't, like, embarrassing anymore because it wasn't, like, this first time hookup thing.
Yeah.
It was like, no, this girl's my girlfriend. We hang out, you know, all the time. And you,
I wish I had my guitar right now.
And you start just composing this song off the top of your head. It's very, like, just little easy guitar. It's
E minor, C, D. For any musically inclined people out there, learn yeah to play it.
It's very, very simple. And you just start rattling off lyrics. They're very nonsensical now, but like at the time, it was just like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, because they didn't even have a sing-song voice to it. It was me just coming up with it off top.
Yeah, you're just kind of saying things. And now it's like evolved into a song. Like, yeah, people know the words.
Yeah.
It's very fucking weird. But the endearing title of this tune is Danny Fucked a 4-Year-Old. Sorry about child rape.
Yeah. Which isn't funny in a sense, but it's real, you know.
In one sense.
It's funny when he's fucking another girl, and you start talking about, well, there was this time that Danny fucked a 4-Year-Old.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so that song.
And not that you've ever fucked a 4-Year-Old, I should probably say this.
No, I've never fucked a 4-Year-Old.
I mean, a girl he fucked used to be 4.
You know.
She's 6 now. It's okay.
God damn it, you're going to get me arrested. Yeah,
that's bad jokes. That's yes, so horrible. So,
yeah, you played the song, but at the time it was with like a girl that we were together. Like, what, she helped you write the song,
yeah,
if I remember correctly. I was like, God damn it. But
I think she was the one that gave the Rusty Tremone lyric.
So anyway, flash forward to my birthday party again. Right. And I'm hitting it.
Yep.
I'm in there, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
Yeah. And what do we hear but a chorus of you motherfuckers?
Now, here's the funny part about it.
Yes.
Everyone started singing along. Only one person had ever heard this song before, and everyone fucking just... Well, I mean, it's not a complex song.
It's not complicated. But Danny still, fucked a 4-Year-Old. He fucked her in the ass. That's the lyrics. But, like, yeah, it's 20 people outside. It was a very slender hallway. It's not, like, you can fit maybe 2 guys side by side, mm-hmm, and you're not a small dude.
No.
So, like,
it's me and the biggest dude up front.
Yeah, and it's you and the biggest dude up front, full fucking, like, ah! Like, that shit is not, like, you weren't, like, whispering it lightly into my door. Everyone is outside. I'm hitting it. And it's like, Danny fucked a 4-Year-Old. It's just this chorus of fucking people. And she is just like, what the fuck is that? Immediately, dick limp. Boom.
No.
Yeah, and so the lyrics continue. And I'm just like, oh, God. And we put clothes on. I open the door, and you guys are all just there busting up laughing. And I'm just like, this is the most embarrassing moment of my life. I was literally cock-block while inside a vagina.
That takes some talent, man. I'm telling you. I'm pretty proud of that moment.
Incredibly embarrassing.
Yeah.
Incredibly embarrassing. What's even ooh funnier now is, like, a few of my coworkers were at that party.
Yep.
And,
well, he was passed out before that happened.
No, but he knew. He saw the dash for Gash.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't there for the song, because that's when he got a little too out of hand.
But, yeah.
He saw the dash for Gash, and when he did, like, a couple weeks ago, I was discussing the new girl I'm kind of seeing.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we've been together, like, a month now. And, like, not really together, we're just kind of, like, seeing how
together
things are working
out. Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah, and, like, the guy's like, oh, is this the chick from your birthday? And I was like, ha! No. Like, no, there's no way.
Yeah. No, that one wasn't lasting.
But yeah, that's the most embarrassing moment of my adult life.
That's a pretty good embarrassing moment.
Yeah, that shit is... That's terrible. Yeah. So far.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be a couple...
Give time. You're living with me again.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a couple doozies coming up pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure of it.
There was also when I jumped out of your car.
Yeah, you don't remember that, though.
I don't remember it at all, but it's pretty embarrassing just to hear the stories of how fucking ridiculous I was. Oh, gosh.
Look, they may say cocaine's a wild drug, but so is alcohol.
Oh, my God. That's fucked up. Just thinking about it makes me feel, like, horrible.
Yeah. You can blame my father on that one, at least.
Oh, you're talking about the jumping out of the car? I'm thinking of the Danny fucked a four-year-old.
Oh, that wasn't that bad. That was funny. That's a story is what that is. That's a life memory, Danny.
That was pretty good. That's pretty gold.
Yeah. What else you got, man? Okay. This beer is fucking delicious.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this wheat one, actually.
Yeah, no.
Sponsored by Jailhouse. It's really not, but okay. All right, let's see.
I think we got enough for at least one more question apiece.
What time is it?
How 45.
Many? We're at 45 minutes?
Yeah,
okay,
45.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Yeah,
next
we
one.
Do this.
All right, we can kill 15. All right. You...
I'm fucking having fun.
This is all right. I'm really embarrassed about how much of myself I just gave out to the show. But this is exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be like really personal. All right, let's see. What's a good one to ask you?
Well, I guess I'm personal with me, so I don't feel like I'm the dick that talked about my car for 20 minutes.
I don't know how personal you want to go. You want to go real personal?
Let's not bring up my mother. I'm
not going to bring up your mom, but like...
she's dead, Danny.
Women. Can we talk women?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, we'll talk women.
I'm actually single right now, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
No, shocker.
Okay, so you over the last few months, you've been putting in a lot of effort with a girl that you've come out and said you're not going to be with.
Yeah.
Why?
Why have I been putting effort?
Yeah. Is it like the thrill of the hunt kind of
thing? No, it's not, man. It's not. All right, like, so, fuck it, because she's going to listen to it. She's going to know instantly, dude. Allison.
Yes.
You're talking about Allison. Allison, I fucking like her a lot, all
right? Right.
I do, and I like her more than a friend. I think she's beautiful. She's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's someone, like, I like hanging out with her. Like, I would sit here and do this with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's basically like dating a much prettier version of you. And that's fucking what I feel like I'm doing, because like she gets really jealous anytime I go out with other women.
Yeah,
but
you guys aren't dating.
Yeah, we're not fucking. We're not dating. We're not doing anything. We just kind of.
But you're like that's like ultimate friend zone.
Yeah, but it's weird because I'm like, well, I do like being friends with her because I'm having fun.
Yeah,
so I don't want to quit it. But at the same time, like anytime I do like try to go out with another chick, when she gets upset at me, I get really confused. All
right,
because it's just like, all right, no, that's cool. But if you want me, then fucking say you want me.
Right.
Don't fucking push me this way, then that way. Like, I'm getting to the point now to where I am doing what I want to do.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I was basing judgments. Like, well, nah, I'm not going to give this girl because this girl's going to get mad. And I think it's more you going, what the fuck are you thinking? And I'm like...
This is the friendliest I've ever broached the subject.
Yeah.
Usually I'm very mad about it.
I know you are. But no, man. Like, what it is, I really do like her. Like, I like her as a friend. I actually don't want to be with her because... Allison, you a bit crazy, but you're fun.
I'm sensing
so that's
you
fun.
Have a type.
Say what?
I'm sensing you have a type.
Yeah, I like the crazies.
Okay.
They're cool. They're interesting. I never know what they're going to say, so it's pretty fun.
Right.
Or
stab me with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever been stabbed with a spoon, man? It hurts more than you would think.
You been stabbed someone with a spoon?
No.
I was going to say, isn't that more, you've been scooped?
I've been scooped.
Yeah.
Okay. Sucks, dude. But no, that's the big issue with her. It's just like, because I know, like, I have a crush on her, but at the same time, I'm happy being a friend with her.
Yes.
I would just be much happier if she could figure out what the fuck she wants from me, so I don't feel like I'm being twisted to where I'm like, wait, what? No, I said we're friends. And she's like, yeah, well, if you're going to go see that other bitch, why don't you do it?
Right, because you guys, there was a possibility of you guys living together.
Yeah.
That shit would have been out of control.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of happy that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It would have been a little fun, but it would have been crazy. That would have been, like, weirder than when I lived with Aaron.
Yeah.
Because Aaron, like, I had that same thing happen with Aaron. Not to this extreme.
Yeah.
But when I dated, like, not dated, like, when I was lived with Aaron, like... It didn't
It was
hurt
like
me.
You guys were dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, we'd go out all the time. We'd hang out. She was naked all the time. That was fun.
Yeah.
Well, you would think it was fun having a chick that's basically an exhibitionist until you realize every time you go to fuck some other girl, you're like, you're naked. What the fuck do you want me to do about it? I'm not hard. I see a fucking naked girl all the time, and she's prettier than you.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded.
So, that's just one of those things, man. Like, I like being friends with girls. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of crazy. They're bitches. But I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a mama's boy. Like, I always like my mom better.
Right.
You know? Something like that.
Okay, so that's why you won't hook up with Allison. No, it's not that you wouldn't. No, doesn't let you.
Yeah, and it's, that's pretty much it. Yeah. To where I'm like, look, I'm okay where I am. You just need to figure out where you are and let me know. I'll finish either way.
Like, I feel like you've been Stockholm syndrome into, like, liking the friend zone. Yeah. Or, like, that shit just cool, like, man.
That's exactly what it's like. I've been in a really intense hostage situation to where every time I leave, there's just a lot of guilt thrown at me and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, it's okay. I love you. You're all right. Don't worry. I'm not going to leave. You don't have to give me to the cops.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I swear. I just like, you have a pretty face. I don't care about your tits. I don't care about your tits, though. They're fantastic tits.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Because I work out with her a lot. She wears all the low cut tops.
Sports bras?
Yeah. And then she bends over and it's just cleavage. Talk about pumping.
You're so cheap. I love it. You fucking love it.
And then she also, I will give this because, like, if she does listen, I should at least give the joke that we need to make the world know.
The come on my face?
Come joke. On my face. I had a dream about her and it wasn't a sexual.
It wasn't sexual, eh?
It wasn't a sexual dream, but, like,
hence the cum on my face.
She was, I think, staying over here. I think you were living here at the time. But she was supposed to be coming over, and she was trying to tease me, which she's apt to do.
Yes.
Because she's a bitch.
Right.
And she's getting pissed because I'm doing something, and I don't fucking have the time for it. I'm like, fuck you, Allison. I know it's not going anywhere. Fuck you.
Right.
So she's trying to send me, like, half-naked pictures. She's doing all this stuff, and I'm not paying attention. Finally, she just gets so flustered. She just comes up to me and goes, come on my face, Richard. Come on my face. Which is now replaced in our worlds. Go fuck yourself, fuck me, anything like that. Now anytime we're exasperated, it's just, come on my face.
Which is, it gets you some strange looks.
Oh, a little bit.
It's a pretty tough time.
Yeah, worth it.
It's just fun, I like this.
Yeah. I'm pretty much enjoying it. Did we come up with a title?
I don't think we've come up with a title yet.
We should probably come up with a title.
I don't know.
100 days, 100 years.
100 years, rickanddanny.com.
Rickanddanny.com.
No. Don't ever Google rickanddanny.com. I'm sure there's a gay couple out there.
Just swinging their dicks back and forth.
Meat spinning the whole time. No, I don't know. We should name this a certain time.
We should. I still like BSing with R&D, but you're like, I don't want to call you R.
I don't want to call you R. I'm okay with you calling me D.
No, D's D.
D is David, right? Yeah, I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be D.
I can't be D.
Yeah.
I don't have TD. TB. Tuberculosis.
Yeah.
I don't know. What should we call it?
Well, it's always dick pics.
Just we're going to revamp dick pics?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's still us picking the subject, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we can do news on a certain episode.
We could.
Yeah.
Be something to talk about. Sounding board.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that, or you want to just keep going? Man, no, this is good. This is how we fucking
do things off. I'm okay with this being a new dick pics.
Which means I also have theme songs and all of the stuff already made that I could just fucking put back on it. Which makes this a lot easier to fucking do.
Dickstagram, that's what we should call it.
Dickstagram.
No, I'm okay with dick pics. It'd be called dick pics again.
And that way we can do segments. We can do an okay stupid episode.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay stupid, by the way, was an awesome idea. I think it was coined by Danny. And he doesn't want to do it because he still dates.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm dating
a person.
Well, you're dating a person now, but like if... The off chance, like, I'm giving it credit.
Okay Stupid was a decent idea, just because it was like, listen, I'm hooking up with the craziest fucking people.
It's like a frat tire podcast, man. That's all it is, just telling bad fucking college stories.
Yeah, that's all it was, basically. It was just like, oh, I got drunk and had sex with this person this weekend. It was pretty weird. I was in, like, my slut period.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because you would think I would have that, like, in college.
Yeah.
I waited until I was 25.
Well, we actually, me and you both did work in college.
Yeah.
So after college, we're like, fuck it. Fuck it, chug it.
Like a chunk of football. Yeah, no. So, like, yeah, I had my slut period. It ended, like, 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And since then,
I've just... You have calmed it now?
Yeah. Lately, it's just been, like, kind of dating a single person at a time.
It has ruined a lot of conversation pieces between me and Andrew and Steven.
Why?
No, we never... You're fucking bringing normal people around now. It's never like, well, let's see who the fuck it is this week. Goddamn cheese of the month club.
Cheese of the month?
Well, you like the jelly club better?
The Jelly Club is kind of funny.
Okay.
But no. Yeah, OK Stupid would be just discussing random conquests. Not really the sex of it. It would just be...
The dating aspect. Yeah, we can be classy.
The really strange like dates you go on and people you talk to.
Yeah. I've got a couple good ones.
Yeah, there's some fucking gold on, online.
We just read fucking profiles online.
That's all you have to do. So that'll be a segment on an episode. And then we'll actually do like an old school dick pics news thing.
We can figure out how to do the fucking internet thing. We can get Kyle on an episode, too. I can finally get you
doing like Skype with Kyle?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I did it once with Shot Chop Score. We did an interview with those guys making the Slender movie.
Right.
But, like, it was fucking confusing.
Yeah.
But okay. I have more.
So this is just the new dick pics, then.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So dick pics. Welcome to dick pics.
Yeah, we're back on dick pics.
Back on dick pics.
I like it.
Because, you know, my name's Richard and I pick subject.
Yeah.
It's not about dick pics.
Yeah. This is your baby, too. This is back in the day.
Yeah, I like dick pics.
Okay.
No, I mean, I like the podcast too.
Right.
Anyway, I guess 100 days, 100 years.
100 years. RickandDanny.com.
Yeah. Let's try this. We're going to use it because we didn't do it even once. So.